Good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Mr. David Smith, Cowboy Lariat. Lariat, not Lariat. Is that right?
Laureate. I'm the Lariat.
And we are here to talk about the Cowboy Gathering coming up, right?
Yes, April 5th is on a Saturday, and we will be at the Woman's Building for the main events, but there'll be other activities spread around downtown, including children activities on the lawn of Sims Library, starting around 10 that morning up till noon. Our official kickoff time will be noon at the Woman's Building, which is going to be 100 years old.
Yeah, and so the Cowboy Gathering, for those of you who are not familiar, go back a little bit in time. How long have we been doing this?
This will be Waxahachie's fourth time to have a cowboy gathering here in Waxahachie. And when we say cowboy gathering, it's cowboy music and cowboy poets come in from all over. We even have a couple out of South Dakota that come. We have a lot of entertainers that come from around Texas. And I have a good cowboy buddy from Marlin, Texas, and we have other locations, people out of the Austin area. But they all come together, and most of us are members of IWMA, International Western Music Association, and this is a good bond of people that support each other. We see each other at the gatherings. I've been fortunate to go to a lot of gatherings with these cowboy, and it's just a genre. Coming out of the time of the cattle drives, when the men would sit there at the cattle at the fireplace at night and talk about their events, they'd make up songs and stories and elaborate on the events of the day and put it into rhyme. That was their entertainment evening by the campfire.
I love it. So when you very first started this, you've watched it kind of grow through the years, haven't you?
It has grown, and we have people that follow us from other cities. A lady from Waco has been here every time, and she and I have talked on the phone. She'll be here to spend the day in Waxahachie.
Well, and what's cool too is we know that, like, I know that Rail Yard Park, they're gonna jump on with you, and they're gonna have a the cowboy girl or the cowgirls. They're gonna have a concert out there where it's singers like.
Impersonators.
The impersonators, like of Shania Twain, was it Carrie Underwood, and
yes,
someone else?
There were about three famous, and the impersonators then will do their songs and present. And we probably will have a few of our entertainers go over and do the opening band for the event. So it'll all tie in together from that morning all through the day, other activities around in the downtown area, and you know, just should be a wonderful reason for people to come to Waxahachie and enjoy being a cowboy for the day.
I think it sounds fun. So if you have family members you want to bring out and have them participate in the cowboy experience, it's a good time to do that.
It would be. And wear your boots, wear your hat, and just get ready to yeehaw.
Get ready yeehaw all day. And there's probably the restaurants that are going downtown are going to be all involved and happy to see you come down there.
And the coffee shops, the restaurants, and it'll just kind of carry over to the whole downtown area, this cowboy theme. I'm sure some of the boutiques will have some cowgirl boots on sale.
I bet they will. So, David, last time you were on with me, you had some poetry you shared. You write your own
poetry. I do. I write my own poems, and have been fortunate to get to travel far and wide. I've even recited in places in New Mexico and Colorado and all around Texas. I wrote a poem about an event that happened in downtown Waxahachie, and it's a true event. In our Walking Downtown Waxahachie brochure, it tells us that in 1902, 600 cows stampeded the courthouse lawn.
Oh.
Well, in 1902, Trinity University moved here, and they said, we've got to shut down the saloons downtown or we're not coming.
Oh, wow.
So you shut down the saloons in 1902, and then all of a sudden you have 600 cows stampeding. Here's my poem. A tale from 1902, I guarantee most of it true. The boys were dry as a rattle, 60 miles of dusty cattle since the last good drink. The story of 20 saloons was grand, all around the courthouse, you understand. They pushed the herd across Waxahachie Creek. Hankering was more than tongue-in-cheek. They were ready for fun and drink. What the heck was the cry? Is that a dadgum lie? Nope, Trinity School moved in, said absolutely it's a sin to sell alcoholic drink. firing of guns, curses and yells. We couldn't really tell. The cows were being kicked and poked. Thirsty cow hands don't take no joke when it comes to fun and drink. The courthouse is 9 stories tall and was witness, carved faces and all, to 600 stampeding cows. If we can't get no beer no how, we'll take the herd to Dallas and get our drink. They rounded the herd, headed north. A trail is a trail, of course, but I figure there's an outfit ain't happy with a place called Waxahachie.
I love that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I just, you know, read that historic event, and that's what, you know, the cowboys do. We just capture what has happened in our lives, and we illustrate it, you know, and paint a picture with words. And
that sounds like a lot of fun. I think if I slowed down long enough, I'd write a song like that. I think it'd be fun. There once was a man named David. I'd have to practice a little.
Yeah, but you'd have to find something to rhyme with David. So,
yeah,
that's, when you're working on poems, songwriters do this, you really got to think about your words, the flow, the pronunciation. I never write anything that I can't pronounce.
Right. Well, and you're telling, probably it seems like you're just genuinely telling a story, then you're able to, the fact that you can rhyme in it, it just makes it flow better, but you are telling a fun story.
And that's how it was on the campfires, on the cattle drives. It was easier to remember the tales if they would put it into rhyme. And come along, boys, listen to my tale. I'll tell you about my worries on the old Chisholm Trail. Okay, the cowboys made up their own verses night after night. And when all those were recorded, they realized they could only publish about a few of those. Of course, some of those courses were pretty rough.
So. Yeah, I bet.
But, you know, it was the working cowboys just carrying on their story and their life.
That's pretty cool.
I love that.
That's
what our entertainers will be doing. All of these songwriters, poets, come from their own experience of life, dealing with subjects of the West and of cowboying. And I heard a young girl make up a little song at one of our gatherings. She said, "My brother kept telling me I ride like a girl." She said, "This is the song that illustrates I'm a better horse rider than he is."
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I am looking forward to it. Tell us the date again.
It is April 5th.
April 5th.
Sims Library Lawn at 10. At noon at the Woman's Building, Ellis County Woman's Building.
Yep.
And other activities that will be posted. Visitor Bureau already has the event online, so you can go there to find out.
At visitwaxahachie.com.
And the schedule of our events and our daily and who's performing at what time.
I love it.
It'll be there.
Visitwaxahachie.com. You can go get more information on that. It's April 5th.
Starting
out at Sims Library at 10 a.m.
Come early
and stay late.
And be ready.
End the day with a concert at Rail Yard Parks. And the name of the concert is Let's Go Girls. Because, you know, that's Shania Twain's little.
Yeah. That is a good song.
All right, David. Well, thank you for joining me today. And we're looking forward to April 5th and hearing all the new poetry out there and what everyone has to say and all the fun for the day.
Well, thank you so much. All right. See you there.